is up, you guys? This be your girl, Alina. I am back. Oh my God. It feels so good to be back, you guys. I definitely took a long, well-needed break. I don't even know where to start because it's just been so long, you guys. It's been like forever. But anyways, I hope everybody has been doing good. I hope life has been awesome for you guys. Life has definitely been a challenge. And I really, really, really need to get things off my chest because, you know, I've been so, you know, everywhere, you know. Our minds just happens to, you know, do a lot of wandering and we just, you know, have so much that goes on in our lives, you know, and it happens to build up. So I've been doing really well with my depression and my anxiety sometimes come in and out, but, you know, I found a way to, you know, handle it in such a way. Which sometimes can get kind of challenging and hard, but that's why we have to find ourselves and, you know, try to help ourselves to deal with it because at times it do get hard. And has a lot with, I feel like it has a lot with me getting older. I just turned 36 May 3rd and I realize I've been thinking a lot about my life, like, where I need to be. Like, I've been thinking about moving to another state with, you know, my girls, trying to start over a new life, which I feel like it would be best for me to do because, you know, I just feel like my job is done here in Michigan. I was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, and I want to travel. You know, my goal is to travel around the world and, you know, do things and, you know, try to explore. Because like I said once before, like, the world we live in, you guys, is so beautiful. We have to take our time and, you know, discover it. Do things that we want to do in life, you know. Sometimes we get, you know, discouraged because, you know, we're afraid. And we can't be afraid anymore, guys. We got to start doing what's best for us, what's right for us, you know. You know, for those who have businesses that, you know, that they're really determined and really passionate about and they want to start because, you know, that's challenging too. Because, heck, I had how many businesses that I wanted to start? Like, over 5 businesses, but I couldn't do it because I feel like I didn't have the money or the time because I am a single mother of 2 girls and I am handling things on my own and I also have a full-time job and so it gets really tough for us, you know, especially for a single mom and single dads too because there are single dads as well out there and, you know, we want what's best for our kids and as well as ourselves. And I never, ever took the time to, you know, realize, you know, that we have to take time for ourselves. If we're going to make things better for somebody, that's for not just for our children, but for relationships. You know, if we're going to be with someone forever or spend the rest of our lives with, we want to make sure that we are in a stable, you know, situation because, you know, things come and, you know, challenges come and try to destroy that, you know, and I'm still single. It sucks, but, you know, I try to get through it. You know, I try to do things for myself to make me happy and vice versa, being with someone to make me happy. I mean, it would be nice to have someone, you know, to love me and, you know, be there for me and, you know, but I don't know, you guys, I guess that doesn't work out for me, you know, and it hurts because, you know, I'm so ready to take that step and you know, be someone, somebody, you know, but I don't know. I try to, you know, like I said, focus on myself, but I feel like I've been focusing on myself so much to the point that I know myself too much, to the point that I'm ready to share myself with someone, you know, to teach them what I learned about myself. But, you know, things happen for a reason, so I don't know. But anyways, guys, we have to stay focused. Our main goal is to stay focused and also keep God in our lives and make sure that, you know, we give him all the praise and thank him for everything that we do and keep going, you know. And we have to, you know, thank God for everything. And just try to, even when we go through stuff, I'm sorry, you guys. Y'all getting special sound effects in the background. Sorry. But anyways, we got to keep going. We have to thank God. I don't care if we find $2 on the floor. We going to thank God. I don't care if we, you know, wake up in the morning. We're going to thank God. You know, we have to. God is very important that. You know, he's very important in our lives. He plays a major part in our lives. And I know some of you guys, I know some of my listeners believe in God, but whoever that you worship or give praise to, thank them. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, without him, there wouldn't be us, you know. But we have to stay focused, you guys. Oh, my God, I missed you guys. I just got back from Chicago, you guys, this weekend. Oh, my God, Chicago was beautiful. If you're from Chicago and you're listening, I love your city so much. Oh my God, I am definitely going back. I had the time of my life. I gotta mention about Sugar Factory. Oh my goodness, let me tell you, you guys, if you plan on going to Sugar Factory, please go and make sure you are prepared, because it will get you a big sugar rush. I mean, the drink I got was called, I think it was called Candy Crush. It was nothing but candy and liquor, and it had me on some type of, I don't know, I was so jittery and so, like, hyper, and I was drunk at the same time. And it was so cool because they let you take the drink that you didn't drink with you, which I thought that was awesome. And, you know, I was able to, me and my friend, we were able to walk down Chicago, downtown Chicago, drinking our drink and, you know, enjoying the atmosphere and everything. And such a well-needed vacation. Like I said, I've been going through some things for the last month. I also, like I said, I have a full-time job, so I've been working. I've been hind off, and you guys, I'm so excited because I'm about to start my fitness journey with Free Me Fitness. If you guys is listening, make sure you go follow my trainer, IMB Fitness. He's on Instagram. You can also check his app. It is Free Me Fitness app. I believe you can get it on Apple, on the Apple Store, and I believe you can download it on Google. I'm not sure, but Free Me Fitness, FreeMeFitness. Make sure y'all go check him out. Also, you can check him out on you can check him out on Instagram too. I'm gonna give you his information right now as well. But yeah, I'm hoping everybody having a good time. You know, oh yep, it's IAM_B.fitness, FITNESS #1. So make sure you guys go follow him on Instagram. When I tell you he gets you right, oh my gosh, he definitely helped me with my booty, because I had a small booty. Like, my booty was just weird to me because I'm small. I'm very petite. I'm only 5'2", and I, you know, my butt wasn't, I didn't like how it was formed, but I've been working out with him, you know, and last summer, and he got me right, so he will definitely get you right. So I advise you to go check him out and, you know, and go follow him and join his plan, because he does have a great fitness plan. So yeah, you guys gotta forgive me, because right now I am doing mommy stuff. I'm warming up my child's food because she won't leave me alone. So I'm basically multitasking, something that I enjoy doing, which I have no choice but to do. But anyways, you guys, so I'm trying to get things together, and plus I'm trying to get my body right because I'm going to Miami in July. So if you guys are in Miami, let me know. Also, you can follow me on Instagram as well at new_Alina on Instagram. Go ahead and stop by and say hi, you know, check out some things, and so I am so happy that I am able to talk to you guys, and I missed you guys so much. Just to let you know, this is not the last podcast show that I'm going to be doing, so I just want to let you guys know that, and I will be talking to you guys soon. Thank you so much.